Christian Muslim is law spending our lives to see the beginning of another month. We thank you for taking us to this first 10 months of the year. The year that started like yesterday. Oh, we thank you for your cares, your protection, your blessings, so many things that we cannot number. For what that song says, count your blessings. Name them one by one. Then you will appreciate what the Lord has done. Lord, we count them one by one. And we say, Lord, we thank you. We appreciate you for the things that you have done for us that no man can do. Even things that men have done for us, they wouldn't have been able except you have enabled them. Lord, we thank you. We are grateful to you that all the glory and honor we can return to you. Thank you for your mercies. Thank you for your protection. Thank you for answer to our prayers. Thank you for being the mighty warrior fighting our battles. Thank you when we are weak, you are strong. Thank you when we are sick, you are our healer. Thank you for directing our paths. Thank you for your blood that is ever potent, that will not lose its power. Lord, that is pleading and speaking better things on our behalf, through which we have access before you. We are grateful to you. Thank you for your willing hands upon your people. Thank you for the wonderful testimonies you have given us. We are grateful. Thank you for your goodness to this assembly. Oh, gracious Lord, your word that you have sent to us, your servants that you have raised up. Lord, to be a great blessing, going to the storehouse, the wardrobe, to dress your bride. We are grateful, we pray, we will not come short of the blessings. Lord, for to whom much is given, much is expected. Help us, Lord, that we will not have to answer, Lord, before you. Since so much privilege, because in other places, they don't have the opportunities that we have. Lord, have your way in our lives as we have come to present ourselves before you again. Oh, for the first day of the month, Lord, I mean for the first Sunday of the month, Lord, we just pray, gracious Lord, all that we have been expecting you to do for us that are still outstanding, that you have completed them in our lives today. Give us grace to surrender. Lord, that we might partake of your blessings. Help us, Lord, send your faith down into our hearts. Quicken your word to us, Lord. This is what we desire, except your word is mixed with faith in our hearts. Oh, Father, it won't do us any good. We just pray, gracious Lord, faith comes from you. May you bestow your faith upon us. Lord, be generous with your faith upon us, O God. So that all that we desire, deliverance, healing, Lord, Holy Ghost baptism, a higher grant from you, provision of our needs will be accomplished. Thank you, Father. We appreciate you. As we commit ourselves to you for this moment, we pray you be our help. The entire services of the day, may you take all your glory. Strengthen every one of your servants. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. God bless you. Epideo. Thank you for your prayers for me when I travel to heaven. Happy and back home. The Lord bless you. So let's open our Bible to 2 Peter, our usual scripture. Chapter 3, from verse 1 to the end. I appreciate you for your prayers for me, calls and encouragements. God bless you. Let us read from 1 Peter, 2 Peter chapter 3, from verse 1 to the end, and then we'll read Revelation chapter 21. When I read to verse 10, you can please see that. This second epistle, beloved, I now write unto you, in both which I stir up your pure minds by way of remembrance, that ye may be mindful of the words which were spoken before by the holy prophets, and of the commandment of us, the apostles of the Lord and Savior, knowing this first, that there shall come in the last days scoffers, walking after their own lusts, and saying, where is the promise of his coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as the one from the beginning of the creation. For this day, willingly and ignorant of, that by the word of God, the heavens were opened, and the earth standing out of the water and in the water, whereby the world that then was, being overflowed with water, perished. For the heavens and the earth, which is now, by the same word, are kept in store, reserved unto fire against the day of judgment and perdition of ungodly men. But the Lord, be not ignorant of this one thing, that one day is with the Lord as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is one day. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men can slackness, but is long suffering towards the world, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. For the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in the which the heaven shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat, the earth also, and the works that are done shall be burned up. Seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved, what manner of persons ought ye to be in all holy conversation and godliness, looking for and listening unto the coming of the day of God, wherein the heavens, being on fire, shall be dissolved, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. Nevertheless, we, according to his promise, look for new heavens and a new earth, wherein dwelleth righteousness. Wherefore, beloved, seeing that ye look for such things, be diligent that ye may be found of him in peace, without spot and blameless, on account that the long suffering of our Lord is salvation, even as our beloved brother Paul, also according to the wisdom given unto him, has written unto you. As also in all these epistles, speaking in them of these things in which are some things hard to be understood, which they that are unlearned are unstable rest, as they do also the other scriptures, even other scriptures, but to their own destruction. Ye therefore, Lord, seeing ye know these things before, beware lest ye also in that way, with error of the wicked, fall from your own steadfastness, but grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, to him be glory both now and forever. Revelation chapter 21, from verse 1 to 7. And I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people. God himself shall be with them and be their God. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. And he that sat upon the throne said, Behold, I make all things new. And he said unto me, Write, for these things are true and faithful. And he said unto me, It is done. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give unto him that is athirst of the fountain of the water of life freely. He that overcometh shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. God bless the reading of his word to our hearts. God bless you. I appreciate the Lord again for bringing us together. Bringing greetings from brethren in enemy. Ask me to greet you well. We appreciate God's grace upon our assembly. We appreciate God's grace upon our pastor. We mentioned the evangelist. Me, especially the pastor. We're grateful. I appreciate all of the ministers. There's only one minister there. It's not the very easy for him.
But we thank God that we're able to go to contribute our quotas.
Our prayer is that the Lord will water the little. That when we had six services, Sunday,
two services, Wednesday, Friday, and the last Sunday, Sunday services.
God bless you.
So we are back to our Sunday school lesson,
the future home of the heavenly bridegroom and the happy bride.
We'll just give a little review. We had about 3 weeks before we traveled.
The most important thing
that the,
one of the important things that the prophet is trying to call attention to in this sermon, the future home,
is talking about the home that God is going to dwell in with his chosen bride from the beginning of creation until now. All the redeemed, where they are going to live in. The Old Testament saints and the New Testament saints. We're going to live in that first jersey because it's the womb of the bride. The Old Testament bride and the New Testament bride. It is the same blood of Jesus Christ that brought redemption to them. And that home, the prophet told us that is coming to the earth. Now, it will be very, it will be complete for the prophet to talk about the future home where the bride, the elected of God, will dwell in eternally without talking about what each member of that bride has to do to be a part, to be partaker of that. And that is why the prophet has been talking about the processes that God takes the believer through. That is the same process that God has taken this act through, this act that we receive us. We are the first class city. We land. That this act will accommodate the first class city. And that this act, before the first class city will come and dwell here, the first class city is the future home. So we are. The first class city is going to do where it's going to stay is on this earth. And the prophet said, before the first class city will come, this earth is being taken through a process. And the prophet said, that same process is what God takes the individual that will be in the bride, that will dwell in that first class city throughout eternity. It's the same process that God is taking them through. And that is why the prophet took a big part of this sermon. And from the beginning of it to the end of it, you see the prophet keep emphasizing justification, sanctification, and Holy Ghost baptism. Because it takes these three stages to bring us into what we are supposed to be before we can be qualified to be called bride. The Bible says that by the Holy Ghost baptism confirms our election. It confirms that we are God's children. That we are God's children. But because we are God's children, that is why we can receive the Holy Ghost. So, the Holy Ghost is the hallmark, the essence of justifying a sinner. And sanctifying him is to fill him with the Holy Spirit. Being predestinated. Amen. The essence of that for the bride is to the end that they might be filled with the Holy Ghost. And that process is what the prophet keeps emphasizing, and in several sermons he talked about them, and in this very sermon he elaborates on it. And that is what we have been looking at. Because what will it do to talk about first class city when one is not a partaker of it? When you don't know the process to go in there. You are just learning things that you never taste. You will do no good to hear stories that one will never partake of. And that is why the prophets are taking time to give us the characteristics of the three stages. The time is characteristics of justification, which was the one that we're speaking of before we traveled. And so we resume here this morning. I want to read from paragraph 116 of the future code to 116. Just a reminder again. And now it is baptism of fire cleanses it from all germs, all diseases, all sicknesses, even all the spiritual things, which is by us too. It does the same way to make it ready for God to dwell in this great age that is to come, the new heart. See, He redeems it in the same way He does His people. He makes it all just the same. His plan of redemption. For He is the unchangeable God. Always the same in His plans. How I have told you before, I make it known to you and by all ages that God cannot change. Makes it known every way by the same. He makes it known His first message in the antediluvian war by Noah the prophet. Praise be to God. So, God is the same. So the same process, and the prophet told us how the earth went through his own was he repented in the days of Noah, and then God baptized you with water, with the flood. Destroyed the sinners and the rest of them there, but sin was still there. And then when Jesus Christ came, He shed His blood and He baptized. The prophet said He sanctified the heart through His blood by that time. And then the heart is waiting for Holy Ghost baptism. Holy Ghost and fire baptism. The prophet said the same that they did to us. Let me just read this place. And now we were talking about the characteristics of somebody in justification. And that led us, now when we're looking at the characteristics of justification, let me just read this so that we can blend them together. Or I'm reading from hearing, recognizing, and acting on the words. Paragraph 107. The prophet said, let me give you paragraph 107. Yes. Let me give you this illustration. Give you an illustration. Here it is. Here is a man. He's a good fellow. Nice boy. He is called. He feels in his heart he wants to be a minister. You see, that is why a man can preach without the Holy Ghost baptism. And it will be a blessing. But the life is what you can't live a joyous life. Because the Holy Ghost is not there. Preaching is a gift. Isn't it? The one thing with a man is that he will not run with the scripture or truth. Because the Holy Ghost that is supposed to be his anchor is not there. He is only preaching by intellectual knowledge. So because the Holy Spirit with the anchor is not there, he can't tie the word together to be in a continuity. And that's the proof of the sign that a man is filled with the Holy Spirit. That word must be tied together. There's not going to be a loophole. There's not going to be a personal idea, personal opinion to try to project something to the people. It only be the word as revealed by the messenger of the age. So it is possible for somebody to preach without being filled with the Holy Ghost. At justification, at sanctification, at baptism of the Holy Ghost. At those three stages, somebody can be a preacher. We see them in the domination. In the message is also there too. I hope I've not said too much. But that's the truth. Because we see things. We see things. And we hear things. And so that's why it is not the preaching that matters. The prophet said, I'd rather you give me a sermon than preaching me one. Yeah, because living the life of the gospel is the most important thing. Yeah. Because a man that is preaching the gospel without the gospel in him, he doesn't have the gospel in him. Then he can't impart it to us. What you don't have, you can't give to others. And that is why Jesus Christ instructed the disciples never to go and preach until they are filled with the Holy Ghost. But
may the Lord be our help.
Let me give you an illustration. Here it is. Here is a man. He's a good fellow. Nice boy. He's called. He feels in his heart. He wants to be a minister. You see? All right. He accepts Jesus as personal savior. He's a nice boy. Nobody can say nothing against him. After a while, the subject was sanctification. The man lost when he looks at women. It is in him, see? And then, next thing, maybe he smokes, and he wants to smoke. Maybe he wants to gamble. Maybe he wants to do some bad thing. He knows he ought to do that. So he says, oh God, apply the blood of Jesus to me and sanctify me. Now watch this young preacher. You see, he comes to a place, he says, Lord, I have been looking upon women. I'm looking for paragraph 114, sorry. I've dropped that. I'm reading paragraph 114. So you understand, hearing, recognizing, and acting on the words. Now watch this young preacher. He comes to a place, he says, Lord, I have been looking upon women. Young preacher. You see? So, but he is not sanctified. I've been looking upon women. I ought not to do that. I've been, you know, kind of doing the things of the world. I shouldn't do that. I've been spending my money on horse races, games, and the rest of it. I shouldn't do that. I've been going every night to picture shows. I shouldn't do that. I enjoy even vulgarity pictures and things like that. I got pins up in my room. I shouldn't do that. That thing is of the world. Sanctify me, Lord. Characteristic of a man at justification. He can smoke, he can lie. And here, the Galatians chapter 5, verses 19 to 21, displays in him. Can you give us Galatians chapter 5? The works of the flesh dominate his life and his spirit. The works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication. This man can fornicate and commit adultery. Uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envies, murders, drunkenness, rebellions, and such like, of the which I tell you before, as I have also told you in time past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. Those are things that are prevalent in the life of a man that is at justification. He has hatred. Does he have forgiving spirit? He plans to retaliate when anybody does evil to him. He's arrogant. He's pompous. He might be rich, he might be poor. Pride does not know riches. Neither does he know poverty. Somebody will be poor and still be proud. He will suffer like nothing. What we are emphasizing, we are trying to show the characteristics of this, so that each person, you know yourself, I know myself, you'll be able to kill yourself. The essence of it is not to dampen your morale, spiritual. It's to help you to see that you need to wake up. You are supposed to leave this stage to another stage. Leave this stage for the better stage that God has in plan. The state that God has in plan is the stage where you are filled with the Holy Ghost, where these characteristics no longer manifest in our lives. That's the essence of it. It is not to look at the preacher and say that by the time this man comes to the platform, he will know what he's going to say is going to weaken my heart. It's not so. It's the way, remember the prophet said, teaching establishes the church. That's what teaching does. How does he establish you? You know where your position. And so that you can move forward. You don't remain where you are. You can attain higher ground. So when you know where you are, and that is not where God wants you to be, you don't remain there, except you are not called to progress. Except you are not called to progress. That is where you will remain on the spot. And the prophet said, we learn daily. It's only God that does not lie. The events, situations, war, evil, death, bats, everything that will happen on the earth, if there is a 1,000 years to come, of course, which is going to be, what will happen in the millennium? The place by his mercy where we will stay in the millennium, the point on the heart where we will put our feet, God knows it at this moment. In First Quest City that we are talking about, the place that is going to be my mansion, where is going to be your mansion, where my window will face, where your window will face, God knows it already. So he's not learning any new thing. That's why the prophet called him infinite. So nobody can bring information to God. So there's nothing right from the time God has been, he has never had that knowledge. The things he knew then, the things he still knows. Because nothing new unto him. Everything that will happen on the earth, he made it, whether positive or negative. There is no event that will happen on the earth except he has known about it before. Because he has planned for everything. So if anything will happen with that, it's not the dead, it's overtaking. And the prophet said, if that happens, then he's not God. He doesn't know more than me. That's what the prophet says. He said, but he's infinite. He knows the ending right from the beginning. But we learn, we are supposed to improve. And that's the reason the gospel is preached unto us. So that you see, this is your whipper. This is my whipper. Oh, I'm not supposed to do this. I'm supposed to be here. That is what the gospel does. The gospel is to strengthen our eyes, to encourage us to open our eyes, to see God's will. So when you see God's will for your life, oh, and God does not want you to remain a sinner. He doesn't want you to remain in justification. He wants you to move on to sanctification and be filled with the Holy Spirit. That's why the stages are there. And you have to know I am in this stage by the characteristics as trying to describe them. It is not to weaken anybody, to dampen anybody's morale. It's to help you to take this and run with it. It's to leverage on it. Take advantage of it and say, oh, I thank you, Lord, this is the state I am. Thank God that I'm not what I used to be, but I'm not what I am supposed to be. That should be our motive. God bless you. Now, from this scripture that we read, I was in the part of what I was saying the last Sunday when I was here, we were talking about that God defines sin. It is God that defines sin. Praise be to God. I need reference to some scriptures. It is important for us to know that there is a messenger that God has sent. Of course, we know. We have a reason why I'm saying this. That is the messenger that interprets the Bible to us. We don't have understanding of what the Bible says. For instance, like in the Galatians chapter 5 that we have read. Flag it again. I want to show you something. It talks about that fornication. It talks about adultery. Is that not? We have mentioned that. Haven't we mentioned that? The Bible says when a man looks at a woman lustfully, he has committed adultery with her already in his heart. Is that not? So adultery today, it's not necessarily when a man sleeps with a woman physically. It's a process that goes on in the heart of a man when he sees an immoral, when he sees an immorally dressed woman. It could be a so-called Christian sister who are dressed so tight, walk cloth so tight to show his form. I do two pictures on the wall. Can you remember? Let me go back to it. We preach the gospel for a purpose, not for entertainment.
I should have had this on the chat, but don't worry. Let me just put this here. things like this. I do something like this. And I give you another one.
This is a close.
The message of the hour, this is not a modest dress.
This one has shown the box. I've shown this. This is Satan. The reason why the fashion designer did it like this and why they tighten this place, because these are things that attract sinners. And when a sinner glues his eyes on such a person that are dressed like that, an evil thought goes through his heart, he commits adultery with that person in his heart. Even though this very person that wore this one didn't know nothing about it. When the boy is called for adultery, the person, this sister so-called, this woman so-called, will be called to answer for adultery. Now the question I want to have, will you on the day of judgment, which is the white throne judgment, will you be asked to step down from the judgment seat? Because we'll be sitting with Christ on the judgment seat, on the day of judgment. Are you with me? Will a sister now be asked to step down from that place to come and answer for adultery? It means she won't be there. It means she will not be there. Except she repents and put a stop to it. And the only way she can do that, she has repented, is that to think, God, whoever has committed adultery with me in his act, because I dressed like this, forgive me, I don't know, and stop wearing it. Consciously. It doesn't matter when they call you old school. They can just call you old man, grandma, grandpa. It does not make any difference. They that will live godly in Christ will suffer persecution. This needs to be well understood. Fornication. Jesus Christ himself can magnify it. The time of grace. And when a man commits adultery in his heart, he's going to wait until his death. But then, a woman was caught in adultery, they wanted to stone him. But grace came and magnified it. Don't kill him. Give him opportunity to repent. That's what grace does. But it magnifies, make it stronger. Makes him more stronger. I mean, makes it stronger than that. Makes things stronger. That's what the grace does. And then, when you move forward, the prophets also interpreted and look at lasciviousness, uncleanness. Oh yeah, let's move forward. Idolatry. The prophet said, "What is idolatry? The thing you give your attention to, more of your time, is your God." The prophet said, "Let it be whatever." Whatever you give more of your time to, that's your God. Witchcraft, hatred, all those things are rout, sedition, heresies. Oh yeah. The prophet then the prophet also defined mother. By as we read the other time, the prophet said, not until you take knife and stick to the back of your brother, just say evil things about him, then you are a murderer. Look at the interpretation. God defines sin. We have to search our life with these things and look at the interpretation the messenger gave to them. And the reason the denomination can never be delivered, the reason they cannot get the Holy Ghost, is because they don't know this secret that we know. That's why in the church, even the woman that we preach today in the church will wear trousers and stand on the pulpit. And the Bible condemns wearing of trousers. And the word they say is, you look cute, you look fine, that the heart of the women are white, but the Bible says it's an abomination. Abomination to God.
May God's grace continue to be upon our lives. Let's bow down our heads.
Blessed Lord, we thank you again this morning for sparing our lives to see the first day of the week. We are grateful to you for the week that ended yesterday, your protection, your cares, your guidance, your provisions. We appreciate, Father. Lord, we have sitting and listened to your word, like our brother said, the preaching of the gospel is not for entertainment, it's for us to see how we are, and where we should be, and how to ask you for help. We thank you for the portion that has been passed across to us again this morning. We pray, O God, that you help each and every one of us to examine ourselves and to see where we are lacking and where we have to call upon thy name for help. May you help each and every one of us. May we not hear and not the doers. We have been made to know hearing how long the doer is not the thing. But we have to hear and be the doers of the world. May you help us, O Father. Thank you, righteous Father. We are saved in thy holy name. The gospel your prophet told us, he does two things. It's either he condemns, you know, at the end of the day, or prepare us to make you feel to be in that first scarcity, which is our desires. And nobody comes to church, nor for anything else. We come to church to check up with our souls and mission. Give us revelation of the things that we're hearing, and give us grace to be able to apply your word to our lives. Thank you, Father. Blessed be the Holy Name. Blessed are the parents of Sabbath that you have made use of, while we are looking forward for the next service ahead of us for more of your blessings. In Jesus' most wonderful name, we pray. Amen.